I can tell you a story, though. I tell the story all the time about a poem that I wrote once, and I thought, this is a great poem, you know. And I kept sending it out and sending it out, and no one would publish it. And a friend of mine then looked at it and said, oh, I know why this is not getting published. It makes too much sense. And I said, what? You know? And he said, well, look at it. And he read it to me. He said, you know, it goes from point A to point B to point C to point D, and it's perfectly logical. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home, and I want you to write an ending that you think kind of fits, but you, even you, don't know what the meaning is. You know? And I did that. And I sent it back out 6 weeks later, you know. Someone said, yeah, we'll print this. So it's sort of interesting in terms of, you know, publishing, especially in the creative field. There's a sense in which it doesn't quite have to make total sense. You know what I mean? There has to be something that demands a sort of leap of imagination. Now, that's a small story. You know, there are other things. I mean, the books that I haven't got published and things like that. But I feel I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I do have a lot of stories. The book that I did, the jazz book, it dropped dead after a year. No one was playing it, so there was a year hiatus. And then it got picked up again by radio stations and played for 4 more years. And someone said, I bet you lost, you know, like $30,000 on the deal. I took money up front for that book, you know, and it kept me in food and rent at the time for 2 months, okay? But they said, you know, you could have been in food and rent for 2 years, you know, at that time, had you just waited. So there are sort of missteps and miscues and things like that. You know, you never know what's going to catch on when and why. You do what you do and figure things out.